Hello and welcome to Messy to Magnetic. My name is Katie Almstrom, and I am a money mentor and financial coach for women entrepreneurs. Each week, we tackle one messy money topic that my clients or our guests are navigating, and how they've moved through that mess to become magnetic with money. It is my hope that you're able to take the lessons and transformations in this podcast and apply them to your own business, money, and life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we go from messy to magnetic. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Messy to Magnetic. Today we're talking about savings, and I specifically put the title in Why Your Savings is Low and How to Increase It. And that is because very often when I start working with a new client, that's one of the primary problems they think they have with money or struggles that they find they've had with money is savings is low, or every time they have some money in savings, it immediately gets spent. And so what I have found is that there are usually two sort of courses of thought or mindsets, I guess, when I talk to these women, my clients, my, women in my community, those of you listening to the podcast, people who get on calls with me, right? So the couple of things that I hear very often are, number one, I don't have enough money to save. Like I don't make enough money to save, or we spend everything that we make, and so like we just don't have enough to save, right? So that's one mindset. The other is that I can't save. I can't hold on to money. As soon as I save money, I spend it. And so that's what I most often see, and I'm curious if either of those resonates with you right now. Either feeling like there's not enough, like I don't have enough money, I don't make enough money to save it, or anytime I save money, it gets spent. So this is definitely something that I've talked about on the podcast before, but I want to dive into some pretty specific strategies for saving money consistently. And so let's dive in. Let's do this. So the first one is you will likely have trouble saving money consistently or holding it in savings if you don't know what the savings is for. You just think you should have it, quote unquote, right? Or you know you should have it. So you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a financial expert that doesn't tell you to save money, right? You've heard the save money for a rainy day, put some money away. It is very, very good advice to have money on hand, to have money saved. And again, there are so many ways we could talk about this and think about this. But generally speaking, having savings is really beneficial for so many reasons. However, if you don't know what your savings is for, if you don't know how to use your savings or how to think about your savings, then it can be really, really, really hard to hold on to it. It's really easy to spend your savings if it doesn't have a purpose, if your savings doesn't know what its job is, what its responsibility is. And so when you decide to put together a savings strategy, when you decide to have a savings in place, it has to be more than I'm supposed to do this. Like I hear I'm supposed to have savings. I hear I'm supposed to, you know, save money for my kids. I'm supposed to save for, you know, X, Y, and Z, whatever the thing is. It's got to be more intentional than that. So for example, if at this time you have a savings account, and you've put money into it before, and then you turn around and spend it within, you know, the 30 to 60 days after you put it in, or maybe you had a, you know, an influx of income or cash, whether it was an inheritance or some kind of a, you know, a bonus or like sold stocks when you left a company. There's so many ways that, you know, people end up with sort of like a chunk of cash, but usually it's some kind of a, I left a job or I got this bonus or there's, you know, an inheritance left to me. And so all of a sudden it's like you have this money in savings, right? You put the money into the savings account and over time it dwindles. Over time it gets spent because we haven't intentionally set out what the savings is for, what the purpose for that money is going to be. And you want to have that purpose, you want to have that plan for savings before you even have the money available. So if you don't know what your savings is for, then it is so likely that it will get spent on something else that feels like a priority, okay? So that is the first reason. Again, what is the sort of remedy for this? Well, even if it feels like right now you can't save money, decide what your first savings account would be for specifically. Would it be something like a sinking fund where you're just saving up money throughout the course of the year to spend on expenses that you know are going to come up but aren't part of your regular monthly plan, such as car repairs or the holidays, right? Buying gifts. Maybe it's a vacation that you know is coming up, right? Are you being intentional about what the savings is actually for versus just, I know I'm supposed to have a savings account and so I'm going to try to build it up. All right. The second reason why your savings account is low is you're not saving enough. And I know for those of you who probably feel like we don't even have enough to save at all, right? We spend everything, we don't make enough, or whatever the cases are, we have too many expenses. If that's the feeling, then you're probably, like, please don't go. You're probably not going to like hearing that you're not saving enough because it feels like it's already too hard to save. But hear me out on this. A lot of times what happens is people start trying to save money in like an emergency fund, or they start saving money with the mindset that once the money's saved, it can't be touched, right? That is not the first way to save. Because if you're not saving anything consistently, you're going to be hit with unexpected expenses or those sort of bigger annual expenses throughout the year that require a strategy of savings throughout the year that's not happening already. So I just mentioned before, you know, the car repairs, the Christmas or other holiday, birthday gift giving, travel, right? Unexpected things that come up. Annual expenses that, you know, you don't really think about the rest of the year, like registering your car or any premiums that you pay in full annually or biannually. All of those expenses, we need to have a strategy for saving around year round. And if you're not doing that, and then you try to save money in some kind of an emergency fund where you don't touch it, then you're going to be constantly pulling from that immediately and having the story looping that as soon as I save money, I spend it because whatever the reason is, right? XYZ. But the reality is, the reason you're spending it is because you should be saving money to spend throughout the year on items like that. So that's the first kind of savings that you need to be putting forth. And you're probably not saving enough, right, throughout the year to cover those expenses. Once that strategy is in place, then you can start saving in more of an emergency fund that's, you know, more or less that we don't touch it unless we need it. And it'll feel a lot easier to grow something like an emergency fund once you've really gotten clear on how do we need to save throughout the year for yearly expenses, okay? So I'm not going to dive in too much between sinking funds and emergency funds because I have other episodes on that and I will link them in the show notes. But for today's purposes, right, why your savings account is low and how to increase it, start focusing on saving more But have that strategy of I'm saving it to spend it throughout the year first. And that is going to serve you so much, especially in your mindset around savings, and open up a lot of possibilities for you to then save more money in more of a long-term savings like an emergency fund. Okay, and then the last reason why your savings account is low and how to increase it, okay? And I've referenced this a little bit already, but essentially you've made yourself wrong in the past for using savings. And therefore you're avoiding sort of repeating that pattern, right? Repeating the pattern of putting money in savings just to spend it again. And so there's a block. There's, you know, it feels challenging, or you make yourself, you know, feel challenged saving money because you don't want to repeat that pattern of putting money in savings and spending it again. So that's very likely connected to the last point I just wrapped up, where you actually need to have a strategy of saving money consistently and then spending it, right? We need to have that sort of short-term saving strategy for items that are inevitably going to come up. And that is what so many of my clients are experiencing when we first start out together, where they're uncomfortable trying to save money because they've tried in the past and it quote unquote didn't work because they turned around and spent it. That is a saving strategy I actually want you to have. Save some money, turn around and spend it. Save some money, turn around and spend it. Like, that is what a sinking fund is. And we need to layer our saving strategies so that things are covered throughout the year. We are lowering stress around sort of those unexpected or expected but not planned for expenses. And that is really and truly going to free up a lot of just brain space and motivation to make more progress on your other financial goals, like saving long term or paying off debt. Okay, so again, these three things. Number one, you don't know what the savings is for. You just know you should have it. Okay, that's not enough. We need to be specific about what exactly is our savings for. Number two, you're not saving enough. Plain and simple. We need to stack the strategies, starting with something like a sinking fund and then adding on more of an emergency fund type savings. And then lastly, you have a history of making yourself wrong in the past for using savings that you've spent. And again, whether it's that example of maybe there was an influx of cash and it's dwindled over the years, or you experience putting money in savings and pulling it right back out again, right? That story is really inhibiting your ability to comfortably save moving forward. So I encourage you, if this is you, if you're in this spot, to really start with those three, right? Knowing that it's actually not wrong to use your savings. It's actually not wrong to put money in savings and turn around and use it. Okay, but we need to know what that savings is going into savings for and when we are going to use it, right? Stack those strategies of a sinking fund and an emergency fund and save more than you think you're supposed to, but know that you're covering those expenses throughout the year, which is actually going to free up a lot of stress around money. And last but not least, right, really just knowing what, well, I just said this, but knowing what the savings is for, right? Not just going into this saying, well, I'm supposed to have savings, so let's save money, right? It has to be a much more clear strategy than that. In conclusion, really though, or just something I guess I want to say is that, yes, the advice to have money in savings is valid, is good. I'm going to stand by it, but I really think there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. So I hope you'll kind of run your strategy through these filters. And again, I'll link the other more detailed examples of savings episodes I've done in the show notes. In the meantime, if this is resonating with you, send me a DM over on Instagram at Katie_Almstrom and let me know. I would love to chat through this with you a little bit and just make sure you know sort of what your next steps are with saving money. I've been getting on a lot of your 6-month money plan calls with women in my community lately, and they have been amazing. And these free calls are a really incredible opportunity to look at your savings strategy. Like, what are you, I was going to say, what are you supposed to be doing? But what really is in your best interest with your goals and your unique situation when it comes to saving money right now? So go ahead and send me that DM at Katie_Almstrom. And you can even just send me the words money plan, and it'll automatically, or I will automatically send you a link to book that free money plan call. And we can just chat through your savings strategy together on that call, which I think would be super, super helpful. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope you will reach out to me, and I will be back again with you next week. All right. Bye for now. Thank you.